You're listening to SBS News.
Less than 48 hours before the election, campaigning ground to a halt with the sudden news of the death of former Prime Minister Bob Hawke. Tributes to the late Labor leader were swift and heartfelt, with opposition leader Bill Shorten saying the nation had lost a favourite son.
His legacy will endure forever. Bob Hawke changed Australia for the better. He brought people together. He brought Australia together. He modernised our economy. He transformed our society. He protected our environment.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Mr. Hawke as a political legend who defined the politics of his generation. He says the late leader would be remembered for his unique capacity to speak to all Australians.
He had a great intellect. He had enormous passion. And he had courage. And that was able to sustain him in being the longest serving Labor Prime Minister of all time.
Earlier in the day, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten made their final major speeches for the election campaign, reiterating their key messages. During an address to the National Press Club, Mr. Morrison made a direct appeal for Australians to either vote for the Liberals or the Nationals, saying Saturday's election wasn't a time for voters to reject what he called Labor's higher taxes and reckless spending.
Now's the time to build our economy together and secure your future by voting Liberals and Nationals this Saturday. Now is the time to ensure that as we go into this next decade, that we build the economy you want to live in, because it is real. It determines what job you have. It determines your own future, the choices that you have. And I want the economy for Australia that enables Australians' aspirations to be realised.
In his speech, Mr. Shorten declared that a vote for Labor was a vote for change.
Today, we say to our fellow Australians who want to see their wages moving again and their penalty rates restored, vote for change. To the people who want more hours of work but can't find them, to the people working two jobs with no safety net and no security, vote for change. To the young people who cannot find an apprenticeship, to older Australians who cannot get a foot back in the job door because they've got too much grey in their hair, vote for change.
The Coalition also released its updated costings. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the party has been very frugal with its election commitments.
Our costings show that as a result of more than paying for our election commitments with real savings, that the budget bottom line will improve slightly to $45.1 billion in cumulative surpluses over the forward estimates period. This is not the time to turn back to Labor's harmful high-taxing agenda.
The costings include a further $1.5 billion in cuts to the public service to pay for $1.4 billion in promises it has made since April's federal budget. A number of departments and agencies would be exempt from the public service efficiency dividend, including the ABC and SBS, the National Disability Insurance Agency, and Safe Work Australia. But Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the ALP doesn't support the measures.
No, we don't accept the need for that further efficiency dividend. We don't need to because we've made tough decisions. It's just further cuts from the Liberals, 36 hours before people are voting.
The Coalition's border security rhetoric was challenged when it was revealed two accused murderers from Rwanda were resettled in Australia last November as part of a refugee swap with the United States. Mr. Morrison told the public it shouldn't be concerned by the news.
What I can assure Australians of is this. Every single person that comes to Australia under any such arrangements are the subject of both character and security assessments by Australian security agencies.
Meanwhile, friends of a Tamil asylum seeker family facing deportation called on the government to let them stay in Australia after their appeal to remain in the country was denied by the High Court. While the Coalition didn't intervene in the matter, Mr Shorten told Channel 10 he would reopen the case if he wins the election, saying it highlights a core immigration issue.
If a community want some people to live with them, why are we all making it so hard for them not to have that outcome? So I will immediately ask my minister to revisit the matter, and I would ask the government, don't send them back before the election. Of course, if we lose, it's out of our hands, but if we win, there's hope for that community.
The latest news poll points to a Labor victory tomorrow, with Labor attracting 51% support compared to the Coalition's 49% on a two-party preferred basis. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says history shows the pollsters can get it wrong.
Well, John Howard won, coming from 58 to 42 behind. Polls mean absolutely diddly squat when you get voters with a ballot paper in their hand and a pencil in their hand in the ballot box on election day.
When asked about the polls, opposition leader Bill Shorten told reporters Labor was in a competitive position. He says only a Labor government will end what he calls the chaos and disunity of the Morrison government.
Mr Morrison made a virtue about being the only politician at his launch. But you don't only just vote for the leader, you vote for the whole party. The fact that he's got his own party and witness protection shows you that the disunity which makes Australians so angry, the constant infighting so angry, it is barely masked.
The will of the people will be revealed when Australians go to the polls tomorrow. Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.